It's 11:35, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine, with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave.
A big hello, Canada. My name is Drusy Marr. I'm the doyen of the entertainment beat here at the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland. Today, I'm sitting in for Paul Moth, because last evening, he hosted what is perhaps the premier event on the Happy Province's busy showbiz calendar, the Newfoundland Radio Awards. It was a long, glamorous evening of triumph and bitter disappointment. So our Paul is one tired puppy. Time constraints do not allow us to bring you the entire ceremony. So we've put together a package of show highlights and a behind-the-scenes look at the event. We take you now to the Hotel Palmer Hotel for the 60th Annual 1996 Newfoundland Radio Awards.
Live from the Titanic Room of the glamorous Hotel Palmer Hotel in downtown St. John's, it's the 1996 Newfoundland Radio Awards. Brought to you by Dodge Family Motors, Newfoundland's automobile maker. Appearing tonight, neo-punk sensations Flame Team Parents, Scrobby Lambert and the Knobs, Chuck Comic Pussy, and the lewd gyrations of the Carol Player Dancers. Now, here's your host, Paul Moss.
Phew, and wow. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Mom, can you hear it? They love me. Thank you. Well, good evening and welcome to the Marconis, our radio awards. And what a pleasure it is for me, your humble servant, to be here in the swank, deluxe, recently renovated Titanic room of the Hotel Palmer Hotel. But now, if you've never seen this marvelous chamber, just let me describe it for you. It's a neo-Gothic hallucination on a maritime theme. It has all the trappings of a luxury liner, only more so. It's covered in gilt, crowned with three enormous chandeliers down through the center of the room here, and we're surrounded on all sides with trompe-l'oeil of monstrous icebergs at night. And the whole thing is backlit by a muted halogen halo. Isn't it fabulous? And aren't we just so happy to be here? Don't we just feel so good about ourselves that we could scream? Lots of awards to be given out tonight. Lots of these beautiful Marconis, named, of course, in honor of the father of radio, Guglielmo Marconi. Just handling this little baby, this statuette, gives me goosebumps. Oh, my. Everybody in our industry covets one of these. And I'm confident that tonight I'll finally be getting mine. I mean, they've asked me to host the show. Why else would they do that? No, really, I mean it. But 60 years, that's got to be some kind of record, doesn't it? There can't be anybody left alive who can remember the first award show so long ago. From small beginnings, such mighty acorns grow. And it's such a significant signal of the maturity of our industry that on this one night of the year, we put aside all our differences and celebrate the invisible force, radio! It's going to be a great show tonight, folks. So what say we let the games begin? Presenting our first Marconi, our literary critic and BCN columnist, Kathleen Hanrahan, and VOZG, All Zagner Radio's midday man, Bobby Barron!
Looking spiffy, Bobby.
I had my stomach stapled.
Great. The nominees in the category Best Children's Program are... You read the stuff after it says Bobby?
Hmm? Oh, right, okay.
The nominees in the category Best Children's Program are...
Wishyland, CBC Radio, Tom Jokobin, interim producer, I think it's Constitutional History Episode.
And when Renee goes out for a Slurpee, we can change the deal. Good idea, Roy. Oh, shh, quiet, here comes Renee now. Well, bonjour, Roy. Bonjour, Pierre.
Bonjour, Renee.
Uncle Jack Shack, BCN, Wilma Stoyles producer, poaching a moose episode.
Oh, Billy, you got it.
Hold it right there, Jack.
Take it easy there, Warden. I got the boy.
Thorpex, Lord Master of the Underworld. V-O-Z-G, All Zagner Radio, Troy Petrie, Dick Pittman, Kyle Pope, producers.
With your parents hypnotized by my exercise videos, you children will be my slaves.
And the winner is...
So exciting, eh?
Thorpex, Lord Master of the Underworld.
All right.
Those guys went on to sweep the children's categories and thank everyone but their dealers. During the awards ceremony, our own Geraldine Cumby was backstage, giving us a behind-the-scenes peek at this super glamorous shindig.
Behind the lights, music, and glitter of this super glamorous shindig, over 50 worker bees service the demands of this bustling hive of entertainment. Celebrities, whether presenters or recipients, are all around me. There's Super Agent Ewan Quinlan talking with Paul Moth. Let's see if we can hear what they are saying.
Look, I don't understand why my blowing the television gig precludes me doing a movie.
Paul, why don't you relax, man? Hosting an award show represents a career plateau. Enjoy it while it lasts.
What do you mean, plateau?
Mr. Moth, you're on in 10 seconds.
Ventures of the Ewan Quinlan Salad. The car, that's a car.
The runaway East End success story this towny theatrical season is Death on Ice. Everybody wants tickets, but not everybody is getting them. So have we got a surprise for you. Here is the star of the show, Roger Greeley, accompanied by the BCN Cold Stokers Chorus with a medley of tunes from the smash hit musical Death on Ice.
Here in St. John's, thank you so much. I'm Roger Greeley.
Yeah, the BC and Cole Stoker's choir, ladies and gentlemen. Big round of applause. Thank you. Good night.
With so many showbiz types working this event, you know there are going to be calls for all measure of backstage indulgence. Providing the delectables this year is the Hotel Palmer Hotel's own Chef Paul Benoit, who is also, we are proud to say, host of BCN's Paul's Pot.
Bonsoir, Geraldine.
I can't begin to describe the delightful hors d'oeuvres that you've put out this year. What a spread!
This is a petite cuisine, a selection of very tiny foodstuffs. Here, you see, we have taken the first appearance of growth of arugula, topped it with a sun-dried baby cherry berry tomato, 1/10 gram of roasted goat cheese, and a single pine nut. Applied by pipette, a balsamic dressing, and you have...
a bite-sized salad. Oh, divine. And who could resist these little quails, one to a cracker?
Quail? No, that is a petite souris, how do you say, a baby mouse.
You must have some very idiosyncratic requests, what with so many spoiled celebs around.
Oh, mais oui, so many will purge that the food must be as delightful coming up as going down. This is très important. And of course, there are special orders. Monsieur Mott will have only sauce, Madame Hanrahan, vodka and diet pills, and so on and so on.
So wonderful talking to you.
A tout à l'heure.
That French accent. What can I say, Chef Benoit? I'm damp.
Just tremendous. Here now to present the Marconi for Excellence in Weather and Traffic Update is CBC Radio's Eminence Grise, Lister Sinclair.
Poor naked wretches, wheresoe'er you are, that bide the pelting of this pitiless storm, how shall your houseless head and unfed sides, your looped and windowed raggedness, defend you from seasons such as these? King Lear 3-4. While we all appreciate the intellectual stimulation offered by a fine documentary, take pleasure in sweet music as we lave the dishes, or enjoy dozing during an interview segment, we truly need the weather and traffic update. We must know to set the alarm to shovel snow. We must know if Witless Bay Line is passable. We must know if the boiler at Holy Heart of Mary High has burst. So, the nominees in the category Excellence in Weather and Traffic Update are Junior Podesta, VOZG.
I feel strangely warm. I've stripped off most of my clothes, Phil. I'm going to lie down now in the snow for a little nap. Thanks, Mummy Mumpkins. Good night. I love you.
Vince Tremblett, VRTX.
Traffic on the arterial is sluggish, but we can see... What's that? Oh, Christ in heaven! Where am I down? Mayday! Mayday! Mayday!
Erling Biggs, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
Experimental traffic in the West End today. City engineers are investigating flow patterns by restricting traffic to one way on various streets and avenues. Look for the experimental traffic caution signal. That's the test tube symbol on the red diamond. And please heed the instructions provided. City Works, stopping at nothing to keep you moving.
And the winner of the Marconi for Excellence in Weather and Traffic Update is Weather Watchdog Erling Biggs for Traffic Alert BCN.
Thank you, Lister. Thank you very much. Unfortunately, Erling Biggs couldn't be here this evening.
So I will gratefully accept this beautiful award on his behalf. I'm sure he would want to thank everyone at the BCN, and I want to add that we in turn are extremely proud that Erling seems to have averted what's shaping up to be a shutout for the grand old broadcaster here this evening at the Newfoundland Radio Awards. Thank you.
As in years previous, Marconi winner Erling Biggs spent awards night at the Duke and Duck. There he takes part in an open reading sponsored by the Newfoundland League of Concrete Poets. On her way to the award show, Geraldine dropped by to speak with him.
In black you sit, smoke rising from your lap.
You're boycotting the Marconis again this year, Erling.
Well, I'm just not attending. There's really no more to it than that. I just have better things to do with my time, frankly.
You don't think you'll win?
Geraldine, I'm up against a robot and a trained chimp. I haven't got a chance.
Is your decision not to attend a political statement?
Please stop talking to me.
Whether he cares or not, Erling Biggs' award was the only thing that stood between VOZG, All Zagner Radio, and a sweep of the news, weather, current affairs categories. Here are some highlights.
And the winner in the category Fluke News is Kirk Wiseman, VOZG, for Kirk's Diagnosis.
Now, this has got to be the easiest report I've ever filed. So, Doc, what's the verdict? Still vital, I hope.
Kirk, I'm afraid these sperm are dead.
And the winner in the category Morning Team is Phil and Phil, VOZG Morning Attack for Jumper.
Is he still up there, Phil?
Yeah, and he's got a real crazy look. I think he means business.
Okay, I got a note here that says, the guy, Jesus, pretty sort of family stuff, Phil.
Wait a second, Phil. He's jumping.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he looks like he may be chickening out. Hang on. Jump! Jump!
Think we got some time for music, Phil?
Yeah, sure. Some Peter French. Oh, no, wait, hang on. Here he goes.
The winner in the category Best Of program is Best of the Best, a special 1995 Newfoundland Radio Award special, VOZG, All Zagner Radio.
Like in any awards ceremony, there are always the biggies that everyone waits for. Once we get through the citations for technical achievements that nobody understands anyway, the people that win their category year after year because nobody else produces that type of program, and the special Marconi for some terminal oldster who looks to be going to his final reward without a cherished statuette, once all that is behind us...
The nominees in the category Top 40 Countdown are Tiger Myrick, VOZG, All Zagner Radio.
This week, she's number one with a bullet. It's Slut with Doomy.
Helmut Eckhart, VOLK, Deutsche Uber Alles Radio Funken.
Diesen Woche, es ist Nummer 1, Miss Eingeschoss. Hier liegt Slut mit Doomy.
Zero Earls, the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland.
This week, she's number one with a bullet. It's Slut with Doomy.
And the winner is... We have a tie! Tiger Myrick, VOZG, and Helmut Eckhart, VOLK.
And the nominees in the category Best Foreign Broadcast are...
Radio Finland, Hello Out There, produced by Hanno Rakistu.
The Australian Broadcasting Corporation, Get a Plate for the Barbie, produced by Dick Warnock.
The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Repetition, produced by Pamela Bryan.
It's 11:05, 11:35 in Newfoundland, and time now once again for some more music. Here they are again, Toronto's own Elmer Eisler Singers.
And the winner is... The Australian Broadcasting Corporation.
Ooh, time to take a deep breath, because here to present the award for Best Host, I got everything crossed, our CBC TV's This Hour Has 22 Minutes, Rick Mercer, and CBC Radio's Sheila Rogers.
Happy to be back on the rock, Rick?
What?
Back home in Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah, sure. The host is a vital element in any radio program.
Without hosts, guests would have nobody to talk with.
Mm-hmm. And much of radio would be meaningless noise.
Mm-hmm. The nominees in the category Best Host are...
Harvey McCarthy. Harvey McCarthy Saturday. VOZG, All Zagner Radio.
I loved the film, Veronica. I really, really loved it. And your English is really coming along, eh?
Yeah, danke. I'm being coached personally now on the day, everyone.
And you really looked fabulous.
I was wearing non-stick cooking spray, yeah? And I'm at the gym doing much toning, see?
Yes, do I ever see. Wow. Oh, you know, I think everyone wants to know this, Veronica. Since your breakup with Scrobby Lambert, is there a new man in your life?
No. But I think, are you asking this, that we could do sex later, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. You are so wonderful.
Paul Mott, The Great Eastern, BCM.
Here they come now. The Department of Public Works in their great dawn procession. With their brooms and their hoses and their green garbage bags. And the leader, their Caitlin Mazur, beneath his enormous swaying conical hat, leading them on. And now, the plaintive moan of the conker bell. And waving in the breezes the huge portrait of the deity they worship, Dorothy Wyatt. Oh, the beautiful music of civics. They play on their ex-boozers and their bar cruisers, their cramp losers and their poor losers. Oh, my God. I'm so tired.
Jim Brown, The Morning Show, CBC.
17 minutes past 7 o'clock on The Morning Show. Now, we understand that a boiler has burst up at John C. Doyle High School. Peter Gulledge is there now. Oh, I'm sorry. It seems that that report is unavailable right now. Let's go to some music. What have we got? Here's some Stan Rogers.
And the winner is...
Harvey McCarthy, VOZG.
Oh, wow. Gee, this is, look, I want to thank Aaron Zagner, who took me back and gave me a second chance. And mostly, I want to thank R. Bennett Manning and the supreme wisdom behind the miracle of economology, the true path of enlightenment and fiscal policy that saved my life. Thank you very much. Thank you.
The ceremony might have been coming to a close, but the festivities would go on all night. Geraldine Cumby did an entirely unscientific survey to see where the hottest, happeningest fets were going down.
Harvey, Harvey!
Hey, Jerry!
Oh, congratulations on your Marconi!
Thank you very much.
Where's the party tonight?
Well, me and Jen are going to grab a bite down at Shea Ed, and then we're going over to VOZG.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Mr. Zagner is hosting a party for the winners tonight. Listen, look, it's been a great night for unapologetically commercial radio, so I figure that'll probably be the best party.
And later?
Well, we'll probably end up at you and Quinlan's up on Javelin Crescent.
Is you and your agent?
Oh, well, after tonight, maybe. Maybe.
Enjoy. Phil.
Geraldine.
Parties.
Well, Phil and I still have a show to do in the morning, you know, so we'll probably just rent a pool boy and get a room upstairs.
Oh, sounds great.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, I got the pool boy.
Oh, there's Kathleen Hanrahan, host of BCN's Word Works.
Kathleen, what is it?
Where do you plan on spending the wee hours tonight? It's my guess you won't be curled up with a book.
What are you suggesting?
Attending any parties?
Well, you know, I wouldn't miss you in Quinlan's. It's always the best.
Nice dress.
Jane Austen look is so...
Here, quick, give me another shirt.
That's the last of the shirts. You'll have to wear one of the earlier ones.
But they're all soaked. What kind of operation is this?
We had five shirts, Mr. Mom.
You will look at this, for God's sake.
Kurt from sweating right through the tuxedo. You'll be the one bringing us back to the rental agency, my good woman.
Paul?
What? Oh, dear. Just look, I'm kind of busy right now.
Your 2 hours over.
Stupid genie musical numbers.
What parties will you grace your presence with tonight, Paul?
Parties?
Yes, a few.
Like where?
Well, you and Quinlan's is big.
Oh, jeez. I guess he forgot to mention it when I was talking to him. Talking to him earlier. Are you going?
Natch.
Well, you have a car, right, Jer? Maybe I could just tag along with you after that.
Come on, Mr. Moore.
No, I'm...
Paul, wait.
What is it about a musical? Hey, everybody loves a musical. But we've come to the end of our little journey in the Titanic room of the lovely Hotel Palmer Hotel. All the Marconis that are going ashore are gone. It's time for everybody to pile into the lifeboats and row on home. It's been a night to remember. Thanks to everyone involved. Thanks to the band, Clooney's Beaver. Our special musical guests, Slain Teen's parents, Scrubby Lambert and the Knobs, Pussy, the Carol Player Dancers, Roger Greeley and the BCN Cold Stokers Chorus, and all the backstage crew, the lighting crew, the sound crew, everybody in support, and of course, the executive producer of the 1996 Newfoundland Radio Awards, Ish Lundrigan. For everybody here at the Hotel Palmer Hotel, I'm Paul Moss saying ciao! Good night, everybody. Thank you. Good night. Thanks. Good night, Mom. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to highlights of the 1996 Newfoundland Radio Awards here on BCN. I'm Juicy Ma. Paul Moss returns next week with the Great Eastern. Bye, everyone.
Hello, I am Erling Biggs, your weather watchdog with Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert brought to you by Furlong's Confections, makers of knobs in Newfoundland for over a century. The Highways Department advises motorists that Route 87, the Dunchy Cove line, has disappeared. Apparently, there's been some blowing snow in the region. Efforts are underway to locate the stretch of road. Stay tuned to this station for updates on the situation. UNSJ students have taken to the streets for the annual Onions and Potatoes March Against Student Poverty, a long march no doubt. Their route will take them from UNSJ's Voigtkampf parking tower to the bourgeois enclave.